What's up, everybody? It's David Kesey, head coach and founder of The League and creator of Sales Impact Academy. And today's topic, what we're going to talk about is, if you are brand new, how do you compete with people who've been around and are bigger and got all those reviews and all that kind of stuff? I don't really have a topic for that, but that's what we're going to talk about, okay? So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode of Find a Way Daily. We can be all that much better. Do you know somebody who has a lot of talent, but doesn't do anything with it?
This ability to influence, make that happen.
What is possible for you is endless. What is stopping you is just an illusion. Okay, the question I got was, David, if I'm new and I don't have all these transactions and all these deals and all this social proof and all these reviews, how do I compete with those people when I'm going up against them? And that's a really good question, because right now, I think I don't need to tell you that you are an extremely competitive marketplace. I mean, the world with social media and Facebook and Instagram and even online, like Google Ads and all this kind of stuff. I mean, I think it's obvious to you by now that like you're not even just competing against people in your industry. You're actually competing with people in other industries as well. So you got to be able to raise your game. You got to be able to find the advantage of why somebody, and I want you to break out your journal and write this down. Why would somebody go with you over one of the big time players? Why would they do that? Let's face it, just because you haven't done as much business as them yet, doesn't mean that your service isn't as good or possibly better. Right? One of the things that I always say is that the toughest thing in real estate is that the best agents don't always get the business. And what you need to be able to do is I want you to write this down. You need to understand that your weakness is actually your strength, right? On other videos that I've done for you, I've talked about the art of framing. Like anything you put a frame around has a different context to it. So you could look at it and you go, yeah, they do a lot more business than me. You know, David, why would I go with you over the other agent? Because that other agent sells 200 houses a year. And your comeback from based on your framing needs to be, you know what? I totally appreciate that. They do the most deals of anybody here. And you know what's true? The agent with the most deals usually has the most expireds too. So you can either be a number or you can get taken care of, because see, I don't take over this amount of listings, X amount, 4 or 5 listings at a time, because I want to make sure that everybody gets 5-star service. Did you want 5-star service, or did you just want to be a number that might be an expired listing in 6 months? That's a different frame, right? You have to understand that and I heard this from Gary Vaynerchuk one time. He said, when you're David, you can't play Goliath's game. You got to figure out, now it doesn't mean if you're David, you can't beat Goliath. You just have to understand, I can't play Goliath's game. If I play Goliath's game, I'm gonna get smoked. That's why I'm not a big advocate of rip off and duplicate all the time. I think there's times for that. I think there's times for, ooh, that's a really good idea, and that fits into what I am doing. But if you just rip off and duplicate, if David rips off and duplicates Goliath, he gets smashed. Vice versa, when you're Goliath, you gotta play Goliath's game. So you need to understand that when you go into this situation, you're competing with those people, you have to be, A, number one, you gotta raise your skill level. You gotta be really good at selling, and you need to be really good at controlling the perspective of the client. If you can't control the perspective of the client, they're just gonna go to the bright, shiny object. Right? You ever done that? Squirrel, right? And they're just gonna go to the default thing. And truth be told, I mean, you ever been in a transaction with somebody who's doing a ton of deals, and it doesn't mean they're a good agent? Happens all the time. So you want to be able to, I want you to write this down in your journal. What are the advantages and strengths I have of being small right now? Like, it doesn't mean that you think small, right? But your business may be small. You're competing against a big business. How do you do that? What are the advantages I have? Now, I don't know you personally. Like, I wish I could come through the camera and, you know, let's write it down. Let me ask you some questions. But you got to figure that out for yourself right now. And leave me a comment. If you have a certain situation that you want some help on, send me a message. This is Facebook. It's 2018. Send me a message on Facebook and I'll help you out any way I can, okay? But you need to understand this. Great entrepreneurs, great business owners build their empires with the stones that are thrown at them. When life throws you a rock, when life throws you a stone, you go, oh, that's good, that goes right there. You don't look at it and go, oh my God, I'm getting beat up. You wanna use that as your advantage. Most likely, you are sitting on some major advantages that you're just not acknowledging, and that's what I hope this training gets for you, okay? So if you haven't already, go check out the website. If you wanna go to Sales Impact Academy, I'd love if you went. Until next time, go out there every single day of your life and relentlessly go find a way to win. Talk to you guys next time.